Pelham Today and the NOTL Local received the following letters to the editor in response to this week's hot take column calling for more civility. Mr. Coolidge has hit the nail on the head. I'm tired of reading, and hearing, all the negative BS that comes out of people's mouths. The bullies of the world are rising up in prominence, and it seems relative to the rise in mental health issues. I'm all for free speech, but, like my parents used to say, if you can't say something positive, don't say anything at all. Where did our courteous good manners go? Lori Vinker, Sundridge, on. I just want to commend you for posting, and the author for composing and submitting to you, the article regarding the permit parking for mothers with small children located at White Oaks. I am a member of White Oaks, and a lifetime resident of rural NOTL, and the infractions to this notice really bother me. I applaud the author. The article brilliantly pointed out the lack of courtesy and consideration in our daily lives applied to everything we do. I tried to resurrect the posting, but cannot figure out how to do it. I would like to show it to many of my White Oaks buddies. Elaine Weiss, Niagara-on-the-Lake. Bravo. I don't see us adopting the work parking idea, but yes, courtesy and some decorum would be lovely to see. Could you next tackle the insanity I have just learned about in our education system? Apparently youth identifying as furries are showing up to class dressed as. Editor's note. We interrupt this letter in progress because it's about to go off a cliff into one of the most pernicious recent conspiracy theories, namely the absurd assertion that schools are being overrun with students dressed as animals and using litter boxes supplied by the schools to pee and poop in classrooms. This cuckoo claim is a favorite of the far right, and is based on a long debunked load of nonsense from a Republican Party official in Michigan. Here's the distinctly non-fuzzy truth about furries, courtesy of Snopes.com. Name and town withheld.